Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, May the 25th, 2017. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at some of the programs women and girls are embarking on as the call for educating the girl child intensifies. This also comes at a time when Africa is celebrating Africa Day today. What are your views on the issue? To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai. And don't forget that we are now live streaming on Facebook. So please visit our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 so you can join in the conversation.
Kana dai toti anozvimiririra semudzimai haazomiririri kutarisira chete kuti baba vakadai tinomupawo chiremerera pane vamwe uye mwana anenge achiziya zvaanenge achiita haasi mwana anomirira kuitwa sechirei chinodhonzwa kunzi iwewe ita izvi mwana anenge achiziya zvaanoda muupenyu hwake saka ndoona zvirizvo zvakanyanya kukoshesa kuendesa mwana kuchikoro zvinodzosawo kudzvinyirwa kwemudzimai nemunhu wechirume nekuti kana une chikoro chako unenge uchiziyawo zvaunoda muupenyu hwako saka hauzonyanyi kutsvikirirwa zvakanyanyisa nekuti unenge une iziwo mumba uchitaurawo zvaunoda not kuti mumba chete even kwaunenge uri saka izvozvo ndozvona zvakakosha chaizvo kuti tiendese vana kuchikoro uye nini nevana vasikana vairi nemukomana mumwe chete
ndinonzi Esther Vhasa ndinogara kukadoma mundorongezi zvakakoshera kuendesa mwana kuchikoro mwanasikana zvakangokosherawo kuti kunyange akaroorwawo nemurume aine dzidzo mukati mepfungwa dzake anowanikwa nekugona kuvaka imba yake nekuitawo mamwe mabasa emaoko nekuwiriranawo nemamwe madzimai munharaunda maanenge agere
muri kuona zviri nyore here kwamuri kunharaunda kwenyu kuti vanasikana vaendeswewo kuzvikoro nyanya zvepamusoro
wangu ndiri kuona zvine pundutso
mungade kukwazisa vanhu here paafrica day kudai
ndinoda wangu kukwazisa mai vangu vari kuno nehanzvadzi yangu iri kulondon anonzi Clifford Nyenwa namai guru vangu vari kuno zvekukwagora kumondoro nehama dzose dzinondizivawo nevari kwarusape vose baba vangu
We heard there from some of the ladies that are talking about the importance of educating the girl child. If you're just joining us tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at some of the programs women and girls are embarking on as the call for educating the girl child intensifies. And this comes at a time when Zimbabwe and Africa are celebrating Africa Day today. What are your views on the issue? Zimbabwean businessman Strive Masiwa and his wife Tsitsi have been supporting some educational programs aimed at educating both the girl and the boy child in the United States and elsewhere. Let's take a look at a report that was done by one of our reporters, Tatenda Gumbo, on a program that is supporting girls at Spelman College, where Zimbabwean girls are being supported by Tsitsi Masiwa.
Ropafazo Denga, Eunice Mushawatu, Tarisai Tambo, Daphne Siwa, and Rudo Rwashe Penny, all from Zimbabwe, have a great reason to smile. They represent the first class of the Andrew Young International Scholars Program at Spelman College, a prestigious, historically black liberal arts college for women in Atlanta, Georgia. The program is funded by Zimbabwean couple Strive Masiwa and his wife, Tsitsi. The couple also pioneered a similar program at Morehouse College, a historically black college for men also in Atlanta, Georgia. But it was Titi Masiwa's idea to fund girls during talks for the Morehouse program.
Study at Morehouse. Being a mother of five girls and one son, immediately I knew that the maths was wrong. There were no girls. So I weighed in with my own counsel and made a suggestion.
And that suggestion led to 10 young women from Zimbabwe and Burundi studying at Spelman College, and 10 more expected in the near future. The five young women I met hail from various parts of Zimbabwe and expect to graduate in May 2017. They say they are grateful for the opportunity they have been given and plan to learn, build, and impact their communities. Ropafadzo Denga, who hails from the small town of Chinoy, is studying computer science. She says her journey signifies the true potential of the girl child.
Marriage is not the end. It's not, like, it's not the summation of who Ropa is. There's so much more to life, like furthering my education or starting my own company or starting my own organization. Like, there's so much more you can do as a girl child. Like, it's not a barrier.
For Daphne Siwa, a biochemistry major who grew up in the high-density suburb of Nketa in Bulawayo with her grandmother and cousins, her education was blind to gender.
Me being able to not only do those STEM subjects in Zimbabwe and being able to cross over and come to the United States, be here at Spelman amongst other very, very intellectual black women here in the United States. That feels like so much empowerment.
Eunice Mushawatu is the youngest of the group. She came to the United States at 16 years old from Harare, Zimbabwe. A computer science major, she says socialization at Spelman has shaped her understanding of cultural norms.
I've always known that I'm a black female, but it wasn't, I didn't know how much power that I have and how much power females have. And coming here, being a women's college and black women's college for that matter, has been like really eye-opening. So I start to see all these different things that our culture in Zimbabwe has. I start to see, oh wait, I actually have a cousin who dropped out of school, but I don't understand why. And, you know, stuff like that that didn't ring a bell to me back in the day, but now I'm just like, wait, but why is that? And why are these people being treated differently?
They were talking about
For Tarisai Tambo, an international studies major from Chinoy, the dream of returning to Zimbabwe and implementing change remains, but continuing her education is a must.
To be honest, I every day I'm always thinking, okay, what can I do, you know, to impact lives of people back at home? What can I do if I'm to go back home today? You know, how instrumental will I be? How will I change the lives? And to be honest, as much as I would like to go back, like, with what I have right now, I still feel like I need to acquire more.
Are you guys serious?
Wait, is this a video?
And through the Higher Life Foundation organization, these young women are able to acquire more and seek to impact their communities. Rudo Rashe Penny, an economics major from Marondera in Zimbabwe, says the opportunity has catapulted her future.
But, like, this opportunity was so amazing because it showed me that, you know what, there's actually no limit to what I can achieve. I can actually, like, there are people who believe in me. I think that was, like, one of the best things. But, you know what, there's people out there who actually believe in me that I can be someone. So it was so amazing, such an amazing opportunity.
For these young women, as their tenure at Spelman, which started with Titi Masiwa's intuition, comes to an end, a new journey will begin. And as they step out into the world, each say with their education, passion, and motivation, sky is the limit. Reporting for VOA, this is Tatenda Gumbo.
Thank you. Thank you there to Tenda Gumbo, just taking us through some of the reporting that she did on some Zimbabwean girls that were actually at Spelman. Some are still there and some just graduated, as you saw. We now take you, as you know, today is Africa Day. And we now take you to a report that was done by my co-host, Praxidis Jeremiah, who happens actually to be at her own daughter's graduation, Chido, today. So, you know, well done, Chido. And PJ spoke to the African Union ambassador in Washington, Dr. Arikana Chihombori Kwan. Let's hear what, you know, Dr. Chihombori had to say. Women's rights and the youth are pivotal to every discussion being held at the African Union. There is not going to be any development in Africa without women empowerment, without addressing the issues of the youth. The issues of unemployment within the youth, these are our future. So at the core of every discussion at the African Union level is the women and the youth.
Any events so far concerning or involving women in the diaspora, African women in the diaspora?
I am going to be launching my own events at the mission, particularly for women. This is a cultural exchange program that is going to involve business women here in America and women, business women in Africa. I would like to see something like that take place. I think the more we begin to exchange, act and begin to understand each other, particularly as continental Africans and African Americans outside Africa, this is something that I think is going to be going a long way in getting us to begin to dialogue and begin to understand each other, and again, continue the process of breaking those barriers.
Mm-hmm. In Zimbabwe, there is so much activism going on, women activism, trying to empower themselves amongst themselves, regardless of political parties that they belong to. Your thoughts about those initiatives?
Those initiatives, anything to do with women, women have always done that. Even you can look back to your own mother, your own grandmothers, African women have always done that. African women, we have always led our households. And it is through us working together, the spirit of Unjama is what has brought us to be where we are today. It is the women that are the backbone of every African society.
Ndinofara chaizvo kuti African Union yakasarudza munhukadzi kuti imiririre Africa Union sangano iroro as ambassador kudai. Zvii zviri kuitwa nesangano renyu kusimudzira vanhukadzi?
Vanhukadzi tiri kufamba. Ukada kunyatsotarisa maAfrican countries now, tine average yema ministers. My cabinet representation. We are now approaching around 30%. Country, you know, like it's a Chakawandi Sandio, Rwanda. Rwanda in a 64% female cabinet. You cannot beat that up. And I'm when you can numbers go up at dozen eyes. So we are leading in some areas. I'm not saying good data, Shika. No. Tine, Rwanda, Rwanda, Rukuru. We have a long way to go. See, we know good chief, Tine problem. First step to healing is realizing kuti chine problem. Saka my African leaders, they all are in agreement kuti no, for us kuti tione progress chaiyo tinoda madzimai. Saka madzimai tiri kufamba, but we still have a long way to go. So yes, my African leaders, hapana musangano unombotangwa ne progress ya Africa usingatange nevakadzi kana kuti nema youth. Because for us kuti tiite move forward se Africa, development yedu inoda vakadzi and inoda vana vadiki. Nokuti vana vadiki ndo future yedu.
Pane zvirongwa here zvemunhukadzi vari mudiaspora vokwa Africa zvamuinazvo kumugomera?
Kana muchiti zvirongwa munorevei?
Projects
yandiri kutanga pakuma AU, cultural exchange yemadzimai, mabusiness women. Nokuti ukatanga nemadzimai vana vanoteera. Saka tikatanga exchange yema business women vari kuno nema business women vari ku Africa, vana vachateera. Saka we hope kuti vanawo futi vachapinda ma exchange programs evana, starting from grade school level all the way to university.
Ku Zimbabwe iko zvine izvi vachigadzirira sarudzo yemuna 2018. Vanhukadzi vazhinji zvikuru sei vechidiki vatanga hurongwa hwekukurudzirana kuti vange vachinonyora kukosha kwekuti vanonyoresa kuti vavhote, kunyoresa kuti vakwikwidzewo muzvinzvimbo zveutungamiri. Munoti ine zvoro neurongwa
hwakadai. Tinoti amen. Mm-hmm. Tinoti bravo. Tinoti pamberi nevana vadiki, pamberi nevasikana, pamberi nemadzimai. Tinozvikoshesa zvikuru. Ndozvatoda kunzwa izvozvo.
Thank you there, PJ, my co-host, who is currently actually at her own daughter's graduation, Chido Makoni, who's graduating right now. She was speaking right there to the African Union ambassador in Washington, Dr. Arikana Chihombori Kwan. And I'm actually very lucky today in studio. I have some two amazing Zimbabwean girls who are actually here with me, and they are going to be joining me on the program to share their own experiences. I'll start off with you. You just introduce yourself. Tell us, who are you and why are you here?
Okay. My name is Busi Mhlanga. I'm originally from Zimbabwe, and I came to the United States a week ago.
Thank you very much. And I understand that you actually went to school in South Africa. Tell us a little bit about that. Where were you coming from? Where did you go to high school?
Okay. I started my secondary studies at a school called Chindunduma High School. It is based in Mashonaland Central in a town called Shamba. And from there, I passed my Form 6, which is equated to your matric in other African countries, and from there I proceeded to University of Pretoria, where I did my bachelor's in administration in international relations and public administration. And then I also proceeded to the University of Johannesburg, where I enrolled for a bachelor in human resources management. And now the sky is the limit. I've come all the way to America to shop around, scout for colleges to pursue my master's degree in international affairs.
Mm, thank you, Debusi. And we also have a recent graduate right here. She's, you know, tell us who you are and where you just graduated from. And I see you're actually wearing your cap.
Thank you so much. My name is Tanya Nyati. I just graduated recently from Columbia University. I studied journalism. I just finished a graduate program in journalism. Thank you.
Tombodzokera kwauri Busi. Nhasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kukurukura nyaya yekukosha kwakaita kudzidzisa mwanasikana uyezve nemadzimai. Tiri kutarisa kuti zvirongwa zvipi zvingaitwe kuti tione vanasikana vakawanda vachiendawo kuzvikoro. Saka ndaita rombo rakanaka nhasi imo muno mustudio medu tine vasikana vechidiki vari muno. Tina Busi Mhlanga achibva kutaura izvi zvati iye akadzidza kuchikoro chinonzi Chindunduma. Noti ndozi yavakawanda zerenyu imi mukazobvunza kuti wakadzidza kupi, anotanga kukutaurira rimwe zita rausingatombozoti chikoro ichiri kupi. Nyatsotitsanangura kuti zvakaita sei kuti unge uri kuChindunduma.
Inini ndakakurira kuMashonaland Central kunonzi kuMount Darwin. Nzvimbo iyi vazhinji vanoiziva vanobva kuZimbabwe. Inzvimbo yakada kuti sarirei, inenge inongoshorwa shorwa pakati peisu vanhu vagari vemuZimbabwe. Asi inini ndakawanikwa baba vangu vachishanda munzvimbo iyoyo, ende ndakabva ndadzidzawo munzvimbo iyoyo. Chikoro chandaidzidza changa chiri nguva iyoyo, changa chiri chaita kunge chekumusha. It was changa chitori chikoro chekumusha.
Mm-hmm.
Saka ndakakwanisa kuti nditange chikoro changu ipapo. Ndakadzidza nesimba. Ndaionawo pa TV vanhu vechikadzi kunyanya vanotaura nyaya yavo, rwendo rwavo kumaererana nemacareers avo. Ndakashuvirawo kuti inini chero ndari kudzidza kumamisha kuno, asi ndine access, ndiri kukwanisa kuwana vadzidzisi vakadzidzira kuti vave vadzidzisi uye vaidzidzisa nesimba. Saka ndakanyanya kuita ushamwari nevadzidzisi. Ndivo vakandibatsira vachiramba vachindikurudzira kuti Busi, iwe isa simba rako, verenga terera zvatinokudzidzisa unosvikawo. Saka nenzira iyoyo ndakatanga kufarira chikoro.
Mm-hmm.
yanga iri nzvimbo yekumusha kwanga kusina internet at that time kwanga kusina macomputers kwanga kusina zvinhu zvizhinji zvainakidza kwanga kuri kumusha taitoti tichienda kuchikoro waiona mombe nengoro it was very rural saka ndaishingoshuvira upenyu hwakanaka ndobva ndatanga kudzidza nesimba ndakazviona nda kuchikoro ikoko painzi paitwa mapresentations paitwa pama prize giving days ndaipiwawo mukana wekuti nditaure nekuti vaiona confidence yandaivapa ndichipiwa mukana wekuti nditaure ndakapedzisira ndava prefect kuta prefect kanga kwanga kuri chinhu chakakosha chaizvo nekuti wainga uri kunzi ndiwo unotungamirira vamwe vana saka ndipo pakatanga ipapo kuti ndikwanise kuwana courage ndakawana encouragement ndobva ndakwanisa kubudirira mubvunzo dzangu dzegrade 7 and then from there baba vangu vakandiendesa to a boarding school ndaenda kuboarding school mai vedu vanga vakaenda kuEurope kunoshanda ndiwo makore zvinhu pazvanga zvakati womei
asi kaiye zvinezvi busi tiri kuona kuti zvichiri kuitika vana mai vakawanda tinoona vanenge vari kunze kwenyika vana vachisara vari munyika sezvawakaita iwewe saka zvakafamba sei ipapo kuti baba vakakwanisa sei kuti vazowanikwa iwewe vachikubatsira kuti uzowanika taakutaura newe nhasi hezvino uri muno muamerica kubva kuchindundu
chokwadi ndechekuti vana baba vedu vanotida asi baba ndibaba and havafi vakachinja kuita mai saka inini chandinofarira pana mai vangu vairamba vachiita keep in contact kwavanga vari vakandisiya vandiudza kuti mwana wangu ndiri kuenda kunoshanda kuti iwewe uenderere mberi nechikoro saka zvandiri kuenda kunoshanda ndoda kuti usare uchiita zvechikoro saka ndakasara ndichiita zvechikoro ndichiteerera baba vandanga ndasirwa semubereki wangu saka baba vakapfeka shangu dzamai nedzababa and chimwe chinhu chakandibatsira ndakatanga kuita zvesvondo pamaweekends ndaiendawo kukereke masundays masaturdays baba vanga vari murimi taienda kunofamba navo kuvachinoita basa ravo tichinotengesa ndichiona kuti vanowana sei mari yekuti vatiriritire kana mai vasina kukwanisa kunge vachitumira chinhu kumusha saka ndaifamba nababa tichinotengesa ndipo pandakadzidzira humwe upenyu hwekuti semukadzi kana murume unoprovider sei nekuti kumamarkets kumapurazi kwavaifamba taisangana nevanhukadzi vairima vasinenge vakashakirwa nevarume vavo asi vachiriritira mhuri dzavo vari vega
wombobati vakadaro busi tiri kudzoka kwauri nekuti tine mumwezve munyarikani wechidiki ari pano sisitanya imi munotaura ndeve nechimbo kunumaitinzwe mombotauraiwo yo stori apa tiri kunzwa stori yasisibusi tiudzeiwo stori yenyu imimi kuti makasvika sei kuti unge uri kucolumbia university how did you get there tell us your story
okay my story yami story iqala ngokuba ngangivele ngikhulele kobulawayo ngalahlekelwa ngubaba ngivele ngiwumntwana omncane kakhulu nithe sengisezaleni lebanga labantu nje asebekhulileyo izinto zasezijikile eZimbabwe izinto zingasahambi kahle lami ngabona ukuthi hayi sengile minyaka engu-16 sengile minyaka engu-17 sokumele lami ngibambeke njengenkazana eqoqekileyo mbona ukuthi impilo ingayenzakala kanjani so nithe ngihlala logogo ngikhuliswe ngugogo wami owabhubhayo ugogo wayetsho nemfundisa ungumuntu wesifazi laye oqinileyo entshela ukuthi wena sukumela phezulu ubambe into zamabhuku ufunde kakhulu ubone ukuthi impilo yakho izaqhubeka kanjani so ngiqale vele phansi lami ngithengile iminyaka engu-17 ngisuke ngaye eBotswana impilo itshintshile kunzima ngisebenze ezindlini zabantu ngiclean ezindlini zabantu ngingumntwana omncane kakhulu oyinkazana namhlanje nithe sengikhulise ngibone ukuthi hayi bo leyibi child labor umntwana omncane ongamelanga esebenze ezindlini kodwa nithe ngangisebenzela lokho ngisithi ngifuna ukuthi ngiye esikolo ngifuna ukuqhubekela ngemfundo yami kuyenza ukuthi ngifunde ngiqinise ngisuka lapho vele nithe ngiqeda ama-A levels ami seyintombazana ngizifuqele esikolo kunzima kunjalo singela ama-teacher kunzima singela amabhuku kungela amagetsi sifunda kunjalo ngamakhandlela sihlala impilweni inzima kodwa siphusha ngesikolo njengafika lapha estage sokuthi nithe semfike university obaba bami sebebona ukuthi hayi usokumele uqhubeleke phambili ngoba wena isikolo yasifuna ngafika University of Pretoria ke sembona ukuthi hayi kumele ngiqhubeleke phambili ngemfundo yami lokho ngiqinisa ngisiya phambili njengenkazana eqinileyo ngoba ngase mfundisilwe ngomfundiswe umfazi ugogo wami ngase ngafika kwebangene lokuthi hayi mina mfuna uhambe e-University of Columbia mfuna kuyafunda i-journalism esikolweni esikhulu kakhulu esifundisa i-journalism okuhle so yikho kwami ngazifisela ukuthi hayi mfuna kuya e-Columbia University la kanye ngafuqa ngase ngangena e-Columbia University.
Busia, I was touched. I'm trying to understand Debele, but I was touched from what you're saying. If you can just repeat in English for some who can understand Debele, right. What did you say? Because I heard you went to Botswana at some stage.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So I was a very young girl when my father passed away, and things were tough in Zimbabwe at that stage. And a lot of young people at that age, and a lot of young people that I see who are females, they're in a very vulnerable positions because I was raised by an old woman who was very tough, who was a hardworking woman, who was encouraging me each and every day to wake up, to work very hard, and to study with everything I got. Mm-hmm. So I used to wake up each day and I studied till a point came where Zimbabwe was not on our side, where things were very bad in Zimbabwe, and I found myself as a 16-year-old going to Botswana to work peace jobs, to clean, to do certain things that young people my age would never do at this stage. You know, so at that particular time, I learned life. I had to pursue and I had to push and I had to tell myself that I wanted, what I was doing was just not for granted. I wanted something that was going to pay me back for all the hard work I had to work through. So I told myself at that age that I wanted to study journalism. As I used to watch television, working for different people and seeing different lives and seeing, and I wanted to tell us a different story about my country and what was happening in my country. And at that stage, when I came back and I finished my A-levels, pushing myself through school, through candles, we didn't have electricity at that stage. If you know 2008 and what was happening, this is not a surprise. So I had to go through all that stuff to make sure that I take myself through that. And I found out about Columbia University and that it was the best university for journalism. And I told myself, listen, I want to go to that school. And
how
I
did you find out you were literally struggling as a young girl? Wakazi ya say, nyaya Columbia. Utipani vangu wakanyura varkuti rukunzwa. Nyaya yatanya asi ini ndingaito sei pandiri panapa ndudo kuenda kuzvikoro izvozvo zvepamusoro. How did you find the school? How did you apply and then got accepted and now graduating?
So basically I knew about Columbia University because I used to just hear from different little films that people would watch about this school that is a very prominent and amazing school, and I used to tell myself, listen, I want to go there because I had heard that the school, it was the best school to study journalism. I just did my little research and I found out that one of my lecturers at the University of Pretoria was teaching me. She was very highly recognized, and everywhere she stepped, she would actually get this so much significance, and everyone would actually look at her and want to associate with her. So when I did my research about her, I found out that she went to Columbia University. When I asked her, she said to me, you cannot go to that school. They need a very experienced people. They need very smart people with a very high IQ. But I told myself that I could do this. If I could go there, I can go there. And I want to go there. And if nothing can stop me from going there. So at some point, after I finished my undergrad, I decided, I hustled for more scholarships and I managed to do another master's in corporate communication. But still, my heart was still in journalism, and I said I will go to that school. And when I applied three times. There was no funding. There was no scholarships. But the third time, I had to tell them that I need the scholarship. I had to persuade them. I had to convince them that I had an intuition and I had a drive that I want to come there, and there's so many things I need to do with my life. If I don't come there, a lot of things will not happen that I've planned in my life. So they understood that and they gave me funding, and that's how I ended up coming to Columbia University. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hold on, Tanya. And this time we have Dr. Ngondo on the line. Dr. Ngondo, are you here with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Welcome to the program. Dr. Ngondo, you're a Zimbabwean yourself. Tell us your story. You know, most people just think, okay, you wake up and you go to school and you become a doctor. Tell us your own story.
Well, thank you first for having me on the program and for having this very important topic of just encouraging others and especially our fellow Zimbabweans and just letting them know that we can do this. No, my story is a long one. But, you know, I came to the United States to do my undergraduate. Mm-hmm. I started off at the University of South Dakota. And I'm one of those people who has that story. You know, everyone always has a story like, oh, I came to America with $50 in my pocket. Mm-hmm. I literally was one of those people, right? And so, but it was just through hard work, you know, working hard, finding every campus job that I can find, talking to people in the, I guess we call them bursar's office, right, who take your payment, talking to them and letting them situation, applying for every single scholarship that came my way. Mm-hmm. You just really have to be resilient and do your research. With the scholarship, you best believe my application was there, right? So just through that, I managed to finish my undergraduate, and then from there, so the thing is, a lot of people don't seem to know, but once you finish your undergraduate, and if you want to do graduate studies, you can get what they call a graduate assistantship. And most universities, what that means is that they pay for you, they pay for your education, mm-hmm. and also give you a monthly stipend. So that's what I did. I got assistantship at the University of Oklahoma. And so my tuition, for the most part, was paid for. Mm-hmm. And in return, I was doing research with a professor or get to teach some classes and so forth and so forth. And then you just have a few extra bills here and there, but those can be covered again if you apply for scholarships to get a monthly stipend and just living within your means. Mm-hmm. And then, so for a master's degree, I mean, really the challenge is getting through that bachelor's degree, right? But once you get to the or you have to just do your research to find schools that give graduate assistantships. Mm-hmm. And then from that point onward, I decided to do a PhD. And same thing with PhDs. Most PhD programs will pay for your PhD will pay for your PhD education. And in turn, you do research and you teach and all these things. So it's never, once you get to the master's or PhD level, don't let money be the one thing that is going to stop you from pursuing those things. Mm-hmm. Because the...
Dombo pindre ipapo, Dr. Ngondo, kuti kuneva katerera umu mwari kuti ndinga zvigonere, zvakaitwa na Dr. Prisca Ngondo izvi. Ingotsa nangureo kuti zvii kuneo ya katerera zvamunga vatsinhire kuti vaite.
Zvinogoneka, usambofunga kuti haugone kuzviita, munhu wese anogona kuzviita. Inini kana ndakazviita ka, munhu wese anogona kuzviita. Kungoita research yako, woziva kuti ndokupi kuchikoro kwauda kuenda. Senge previous guest watinaye womunaye Tanya, right? Do your research, find out ndokupi kuri influential to go. And then kana waita research yako, you have to be persistent. Mm-hmm. Have to be persistent, and you have to show people why you deserve to be there. Even like in any Kwandagaenda who do Tukuneta Masters School, University of Oklahoma. Vanga in terms of my graduate assistantships, vanga vasisina pandaka apply ini. Right? So I will say good my ndakangoenda, right? Because I from undergrad to graduate school, you can work for a year under this program, you know, the option. Training. Mm-hmm. But during that year, ndaka save mari. Right? Ndikati ndikungoenda chete. Part of it, kuti unozvigona, unozvigona, you have to walk by faith as well. Mm-hmm. If you believe kuti unozvigona, zvinotoita, right? If kana mufungwa mako watoona watozviona uri koko kuchikore koko uri kutoita mabhuku ako, it's just a matter of now just physically doing it. You really just have to envision it mufungwa. First semester, I had a graduate assistantship that first semester, but I was talking to the director of the department where I need a graduate assistantship. I had a graduate assistantship available for who you are. After that, I never paid for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, my advice is good to don't be discouraged. When you find something, even, Where there's a will, there's a way. And just trusting your God, Kutumari. Some people just sit around and say, oh, if God wants it,
Aiwa mombo bata makadaro Dr. Priska Ngondo. Busito tzuko kwa uri kunzwa zvikutaurwa na Dr. Ngondo. Zvii zvingadzidzwa vamwe vari kuteerera pari zvinonyanya vechisikana vechidiki vari kumamisha nyanya nekuti ndoo vamwe vane shungu dzekuti vaende kuzvikoro zvakadai sekwakaenda nekwakaenda Tanya.
Inini ndakaita rombo rakanaka rekuti ndakaita shamwari yakandikurudzira. Inini naTanya takasangana kuUniversity of Pretoria. Auya kuno kuku America paaka applya for her degree. Airamba achindudza pataitamba, nyaya dzedu pataitamba kazhinji dzanga dziri dzekubudirira dzekuti tinokurudzira nasai sevakadzi. Pekutanga ndaita mwana uyu musikana uyu anonyanya kutaura zvechikoro stereki. And then ndakazonzwisisa the idea behind it, kuti we are greater than we think we are. Vamwe vanhu vatinotarisa tichiomberera maoko, tichienda kunotenga matickets anodhura kunovaona, we can also be those people. Saka Tanya paakauya ku Colombia, peso paaindifonera achitaura tese, she would always say, I see you here. I see you walking on this campus. I see you graduating. I see you on your graduation. I'm also present. Saka, that faith, yekuti munasira hama yangu, shamwari mumwe mukadzi, ano nzwa manyu kunyoke kurudzira mumwe wake, kuti tose tifambe tese, tose takabataita izvozvo. Saka, ndasvika pano, nekuti ndinewo munhu akandikurudzira, shamwari yangu yaiendawo kuBotswana. Ichinoshanda. Inini ndakakurirawo kumamusha. Asi takasangana. Tine pfungwa imwe chete yekuda kubudirira. Nekuti tizodzokera kumba, kumusha. Kuti tibatsirewo vakadzi nevasikana vakawanda. Vari mumasituations edu. Kuti zvinoita.
Ayo mashoko makukutu. We are heard there from Busi Mhlanga, who happens to share the same name as my young sister, actually, to the T. But she's just sharing that good friendships are very important. So your connections determine where you're going to end up. She was just there sharing that she met Tanya at university, I think you said. And Tanya, when she applied at Columbia, kept urging her that, you know, she saw her here. So let's, you know, this is a really important story, and I hope that we're inspiring somebody out there. Sisilizi Mapundu muripo here vari ku Botswana. Okay, nare dzinenge dziri kuti netsei. Sisilizi Mapundu, ticharamba tichitraya nare dzenyu. Tanya, when people here speak about applying, they always talk about the story. Asi kana uri kumusha, vanhu vazhinji nyaya dzavo chaidzo dzinoitika muupenyu hwavo havadzitauri. What's this story that, you know, universities here always refer to?
Okay, if we're talking about our stories, if we look at each and every individual, especially the African girl child, everyone has a story. There is no one who doesn't have a background story. We just don't know your story. And especially in European universities, this is not just a way of trying to portray yourself as someone else or trying to ask people to sympathize with you. But this is your real story. Each person has to tell their story according to what has happened to them and what they have faced and what obstacles they have faced to be able to have gotten to where they are. Like, I would say particularly myself, my story is the one that pushed me and propelled me to where I am today. If you have a story and you're sitting on your story and you haven't accomplished and you haven't tried to do further what you have done, then your story is not a story. So everyone who's worked hard and you've studied so hard, you've gone through those obstacles you've had to go through, you need to tell that story to a university when you're doing your applications. When they ask you on your application form, who are you? Don't start telling us about your brother, your sister, and your how you love lunch and how you love football and watching TV. You need to tell us your story. You need to explain who you are so that people understand that you are a person who can overcome obstacles. You're a person who can overcome challenges and you can work under pressure. I don't want to go too far, but I want to just explain that it's about over 28 million females in Africa as a whole,
between the ages of 6 and 15 who are not in school. So there is nothing special about your story. But what's special about your story is when you decide to get off your seat and do something that is beyond that, mm-hmm. by doing your applications and by pushing and being resilient. And that is the only way you can be able to make sure that your story ends in a good note.
Mm. If you can just say that briefly in Ndebele for us.
Maulendaba yakho yenzakala kuwe wonke umuntu le story sakho le ndaba yakhe. Mawuhleli ekhaya ungenzi lutho ngaleso story, uhlethe story sakho sibekile nje usifakele ekhabothini, asiso story. Kumele usukume phezulu. Do something. Uyenze enye into nge story sakho ukuze abantu bekulalele. The world is waiting to hear your story and you need to put that on paper. You need to do something about it and write an application. Ubhale application yakho uma ubhale incwadi zakho zoku-apply ezikolweni. Kumele ubhale incwadi zakho ukhulume ubatshele abantu ukuthi wena uvele ungubani. Ungathi nxa usubhale phepheni kuma application yakho ubusuqala ukuthi hayi mina nginguzibani bani umtakazi bani abalandaba lakho lokho. Bona bafuna bakwazi ukuthi wena uzathi ungumuntu usuka lapho le ndaba lezo zakwenzakala kuwe. Kanjani, mm-hmm. you are going to be able to overcome those obstacles. Mm. Thank you.
Mm, thank you there, Tanya. For those who are just joining us, we are speaking about the importance of programs aimed at educating the girl child. So I have in studio Busi and Tanya who are just sharing their own experiences and what others can learn. Busi todzoka kwa uri, asinse ndaenda kwa uri, gatimbovere nga zviripa Facebook, panondripa Facebook page at UFVOA, Sean and Nina Lorraine Magdalena. Well done, girls. Nicely done. Proud sis, she gives a hashtag. Mighty Nashemunets, well done, girls. Mighty Nashemunets says again, powerful. Tembileni mpo, power. Kupakwashe faith, well done. Angela Bandera, well done, Busi, for staying focused despite your odds. Cleopatra Danga, wow. Trust, arukuti the, kureva kuti apinda pachirongwa. Isheno pa magani musovi, arukuti sakatarisa. Angela Bandera, arukuti well done to Gogo Vatanya. Bless her. So there's a shout out to your Gogo Tanya. Spiwe Janga, arukuti go, go, girls. Susan Mbango, arukuti well done to Gogo Vatanya again. And then Mukoma Watson Mugadza, arukuti the, pachirongwa. Kana makatarisa pachirongwa izvezvi, dzvanyai pakanzi share. Tione takawanda, nekuti zviri kutaura vasikana vechidiki vari muno nhasi zvinogona kubata umwe munhu, zvinogona kusandurawo upenyu hwomumwe munhu. Tombodzokera handisi kuzo Dr. Ngondo, muchiripo here panhare?
Ndichiripo.
Ehe, mombotipawo maonero enyu pane zvataurwa naTanya naSister Busi vari muno apa.
Ichokwadi kuti you have to have shamwari dzinokuencouragewo kuti iwe hanzei kana ive kana iwe uri kubudirira ka shezowo vamwe vako usangoita zvokuti kwako ka ukashezowo vamwe unotobudirirawo iwewe nevamwe vese. Ino, if you educate a woman, you're educating a family and you're educating the nation. So don't, you know, share the wealth. Thank you, Shagaita Tanya Nabusi, and I'm sure Busi is extending that same experience and knowledge to others that may be in her life. And as Shagashala Natanya, if you have a story, yeah, there's nothing special about your story, for sure, because like I wonder, but what makes you special? Kana wakuzvinyora kuma applications, senge mashikoro zvekunoku zveku kuAmerica, and I'll speak from my own experience. Chikoro zvekunoku kuAmerica, you have to write a personal statement, and it's those things that get you to the university, it's those things that get you scholarships, and that personal statement, no fanga kunge ichibva mumoyo, right? Wakunyatsotaura nyaya yako, that's we have. Yekutaura kuti this is my story, this is what I've enjoyed, this is how persevered, and this is why I will be successful. Kuchikoro kwenyu. So you have to be a good storyteller.
Mombo bata makadaro, Dr. Ngondo. Now also go to our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. We have Benjamin Machenga. Thanks for lifting the Zim flag. Hi, ladies, Busi and Tanya. Oget Sibanda Mhlanga saying, we love you, Busi Mhlanga.
That's my mom.
Oh, okay, your mom's on the line. Great. Oget Sibanda Mhlanga, it was beautiful. Sakile Mhlanga, Busi Mhlanga, wow, so real. And then Stanley Karomba, it was a home girl. Kwa chindunduma, ndo kuchikoro kwa ake, kwa akadzidzawo. And then we have Tanya, we love you. The Ogates Banda again, Planga. Esther Maupa, what would you advise even mothers who actually get an opportunity to study? Are they any older students? So that question, I think, will go to Tanya. Tanya, Anzi, what advice do you have even for older, you know, like the mothers of the daughters?
Okay. To your question, I want to say that we're about more than 300 students at Columbia University. We were at the journalism school where we were. And my surprise when I got there, most of the people were way older than me. Mm-hmm. If you want to know my age, I'm 27. And when I was there, I was learning with mothers. I had a lady who was my close friend. One of the ladies was 36. The other one was 48. Mm-hmm. And she was studying journalism. She left her children and she had come to pursue a career in order to further education. And most of these people were women, actually, to my surprise. Mm-hmm. There is so much power in women and there's so much we can do because women were able to balance, which is something that is amazing. So I believe that if you have, don't look at yourself, especially America, you're young. Yeah. You're still young. By the age of 40, you're still very young. Mm-hmm. And I learned that here, that there is no rush. There is no one who's putting pressure on you. People start off their careers at 40, at 40 something. Mm-hmm. And that still works. And the people that I was learning with were very old. Some of them, I wouldn't want to say their ages, but they were quite old. And they actually encouraged me to see that, wow, I'm actually in the same level. No one is looking at age. No one cares who you are. Mm-hmm. It's about what you want and what you want to do, and you can go get it.
Varikutsananguraiwo pane mutedzeri wedu pano pa Facebook page angachibvunza kuti ko isu vana mai vatikurei kune maprogram here anoitwa kuti tiende kuchikoro. Saka Tanya ari kutaura iye kuti ehe ariko maprogram akadaro uyezve zvakakosha musatye kunyangwe uri amai se nyanya avo vanenge vachida kudzidza kunze kwenyika. Age is not a number. Asi ndinoonawo futi Tanya Nabusi kuZimbabwe kuWomen's University ndiri kuona madzimai vakawanda vari kudzokera kuzvikoro zvokuti tiri kuedza nhare dzekuZimbabwe timbotaurawo nemadzimai vari kuZimbabwe vakadzokera kuchikoro vakatoenda vakaita vana iye zvinezvi vasiya vana vakuenda kuchikoro. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika kumusha zviri kufadza mazuvano kuti vanhu havachangogara pasi kuti aiwa inini ndakura handichada kuenda kuchikoro ndakumirirawo next stage. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa. Kuna Dr. Ngondo vari kunyora pana kuti vari ku Texas State University in San Marco ku Texas near Austin. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kudzidza. Busi tombodzoka kwauri. Ungashingise sei vamwe vakateerera. Nekuti vamwe vanyanya kubatwa nyanya nekuti wataura kuti wakadzidza kuchindunduma. Ungashingise sei vamwe?
Inini ndinoda kuti ndiudze vanhu chokwadi kuti kwaunobva handi mukana kana it doesn't determine kwa uri kufana kunosvika.
Mm-hmm.
It's entirely up to you. The ball is in your court. Iwewe ziva zvaunoda, ziva zvauri kutarisira muupenyu hwako.
Mm-hmm.
Inini ndakaita rombo rekuita vabereki vanonamata.
Mm-hmm.
Asi kana vamwe vasina vabereki vanonamata, ma mentors variko, vanhu vanoku batsira kufamba nenzira yekuti ikuendese pa career yakanaka.
Mm-hmm.
Inini I had the privilege of both. And I ndakaita simba rekungoshuvira. Mm-hmm. Kungoshuvira upenyu hwakanaka. Mama vangu vanotozviziva kuti inini ndairamba nchivaudza kuti ini handidi upenyu hwekutambura.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what ndichashanda nesimba. Saka hard work, it always pays off. And ndatozviona chinhu chekuti ndatoona kuti kushanda nesimba, kuita chikoro, kuita ma goals ndokwakakosha.
Businda ndatokangana kuti iwe unokuluma asi tisati takuluma newe regai timbotora muteereri wedu anotaura ndebele Rita. Tanya unogona kutaura naye.
Sakona Rita.
Sanibona linjani.
Sikona linjani.
Yaphila. Yes, bengilalele the program kade ngibizwa ngomunye ukade nendihlala laye. And I'm in a situation where after my A-levels I couldn't further my education because I lost my father, and my mother is currently unemployed. And so I was just calling Nibuza Uti, how best can I get a scholarship, like to study abroad, and how do I do it?
Okay, Rita, why in zama A-level zako, wapasa ma A-level zako?
Not really, due to the circumstance. Mm-hmm. I did math, business studies, like economics, math, and Pumale 6.
Oh, Pumale 6 points. That's a lot of points. Well done. I want to actually upload you to say if you did math and you did economics and what else? Business studies. That's a lot of points. And considering the socioeconomics, first of all, I want to encourage you to don't be discouraged. I know ukuthi mawu kangele kanje ubone ngani things izinto zinzima kusoze kuqhubekele phambili, but you need to understand something. African women, if you know the Maslow pyramid, we have gone through so much. We have things to handle at home. We're expected to clean. We're expected to handle the house. We go through a lot of stress and distress from home. We are like damsel who are in distress, and we have all these other challenges, but at the same time, we still have an education to pursue, and we have no support structure. So when I also figure stage in Sona, let's also go to what figure, what clean out the my points, I was 6. I want to applaud you to say you did very well. And Katis Malfunku apply Lama scholarships. You need to start looking. For example, if you look at, there's an app, there's a website called Scholarship Aid, and there's a website called Scholarship Hub that you should start looking at. Firstly, decide what you want to do. Ufunuku funda
anywen? Economics.
You want to do economics. Ufunuku yenze economics, kanyele skolo ez niggers are economics. If you look at that Scholarship Hub and Scholarship Aid, uzabona ma universities aniga ma scholarships in economic studies. Uzabona kuzabe kula ma Asian universities. Asia is giving out a lot of scholarship. China, Katis, don't look at where you are going. Just focus on getting a scholarship first and an application. So usually umele uyenze application yakho kuqala. Ukhuluma story sakho ukuthi vele wena waqala ngapi? Ungapi Katis uyenza ma applications akho. Then ubu suqalisa uapply la ma scholarship nxa usungenile sube accepted. So apply as many schools as possible. Don't give up. There are scholarships out there bakumelela abantu bafuna ukuthi ukhulume istory sakho indaba yakho beyizwe ukuthi ume kanjani. And ungayenza kanjalo uzabona resistance. Unga give up. It can take a year. I won't lie to you, it can take forever, but kumele uyenze khona lokho engikutshela khona and uzabona ukuthi kuyaphumelela kuphela.
Thank you.
We had the Busi from one of our callers who's actually asking the question that, you know, what can she do? I think she says due to her financial situation at home, she wasn't able to proceed further. She lost her dad. You know, thanks to Tanya, you actually dished out some information of where people can get information on scholarships. Maybe just say that again so those that are listening can follow, or we can put it on our feed when we're done. But Busa, I forgot that you also speak Ndebele, so just say something in Ndebele so people at home can remember.
Okay, sure. So, imfundo bazalwane, you know, into eqhakathekileyo kakhulu. Even kuthiwa umuntu ungafaila, you must always try again. Because into oyifailileyo, it means you've got a chance yokuthi uyenze kahle kahle. So uyaqala phansi. Mina, there's so many instances where I would fail. But angizange ngiwele phansi ngathi hayi, I'm not good enough. Angeke ngenze into le. Lokhu ngizama, la kathe singiyazama. E-University of Columbia bafuna ama GMAT. Lama GRE. Mina angilawo. But I didn't say, hi, because angila koloko, then I will not get into Columbia. Kathe singila, ngiyawafunda, ngiyathenga amabhuku, ukuthi ngifunde, ngingene. And ngiyakwazi vele ngizongena. So, umuntu wonke kufanele abe le drive yona leyo. Eyokuthi, failing, lingabesaba ukufaila. Ngoba, it's through ukufaila, where we learn, where we correct izinto, ezabe sizifailile, ukuthi siziperfect. So, failing shouldn't be into ukuthi iyasiyalisa ukuthi sisibe lezinto zethu.
Thanks, Debusi. Dr. Ngondo kana mshiripa nare tongo kutora muchidimbo na kuti nguo yedu yajikanana kuti tirikunzwa vangu vangu vari kufunza kuti toita sei towana kupi iyo information yekuti unobatsirikana sei imisa professor uyezve tunotoziva kuti munotodzidzisa pa university imo muno mu America zvii zvamunokurudzirwa vamwe vakatirira madzimai nevasikana vechidiki.
Kwatora Tanya is one very good resource and kuenda ku ningiriki kana vari ku Zimbabwe ku I don't know the exact name, the U.S. Embassy as such, but but do any of you remember what I'm talking about?
Study abroad. Tanya.
I think it's study abroad.
Neku United yes. States Information Center. I know vani ma program akati ana USAP ne mamwe arikutaurwa na Tanya.
Exactly. And then there's another. It's not necessarily the U.S. Embassy, but because what maybe comments or something.
Uh-huh.
But that's a very good resource. But in addition, kwataura Natanya, kana waita research in terms of the kuchikorwa oda kuenda ka. Some of those schools, I think there are scholarships. I will put it on my website, Pavo. I can really speak, especially for pursue graduate school.
Mm-hmm.
If they go to the different programs, if they look on the website of the graduate programs, scholarships, but I really encourage anyone to apply for those graduate assistantships.
Mm-hmm.
Graduate school. And if anyone wants any more information about how to, email address, you can send me an email and I can, if you're interested,
mm-hmm.
and then I can send you further information. But really look into those graduate assistantships available for international students and local students. Like, don't limit yourself.
Thank you so much there, Dr. Priska Ngondo, for having been our guest. Because time is not on our side, I'm going to let you go and then take, just read some WhatsApp messages that we have here. Thank you so much, Dr. Ngondo.
Thank you for having me on your program. Appreciate it. Mosara shakanaka.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tinema WhatsApp messages. Pana Patruko Nanzi, well done, Tanya and Busi, for carrying our flag high. I'm proud of you girls. You are an inspiration to all girls in Zimbabwe. And this is coming from D. Mlalazi. Thank you very much, girls. You are really amazing. Dini maitindo, manyanye, kuno kumashingo. Saka, motipa malas words, enyu, amaitindo wafazwa, nezwa, murukuita madzimai, mkoma malalazi, warukutaro, aiwa, murukufamba mchikwiza, mureza wedu. Last word, kuva kwa uribusi.
Inindi no kurudzira mwanasikana, kutishinga, shinga, the world does not owe you anything. No one owes you anything. The best that our parents have done for us. Kana tato kura kutodai. It's now up to us. Kuti tishingirire. Ti achieve ma goals edu. Tuweze kuti tisimudzire vamwe vari pasi. Zvinhu zvinoitika. Hazvizi nyore. Asi zvinoitika kana takabatana kuti zviite.
Tanya Indebele, if you can just round up for us your last word.
Mina mfuna kuli khuluze labantwana abancane abasekhaya. Lonke abafana lamankazana. Kuyafana nekhaya kunzima. Lingalaleli ukuthi abantu bathini ngeZimsec. Especially Zimsec discourages you when you have failed maths. You seem like you are nothing in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Mina, I failed maths. I failed my O-levels for the first time. I was demonized. Banjele ukuthi hayi, wena you are nothing. Don't listen to those things. Zimsec is not scary. Education is not scary. When you fail, pick up yourself mm-hmm. and go back to school. And write again. Even if you write 5 times, tomorrow you're going to be something. I failed my O-levels. I had D's and E's. I had nothing for my first time. And people thought I had no head. Because Zimbabwe makes us seem like education is something that can't be achieved. But you can achieve it. And Funuchel, listen to Gelapa. Linla feilaila ma 3 subjects. When you let 2 subjects, suguma, khambie palagacha, ukal simpilo ya kwencha. Because it's possible.
Thank you. Some very wise words there. Thank you, Busi Mhlanga, for having been our guest. And also Tanya Nyati, for having been our guest here. And I hope that somebody listening out there was inspired and would like to thank all those that were live streaming with us today. And just a quick shout out to Chido Makoni, the young graduate, Praxedes Jeremiah's daughter who graduated today. And all those other Zimbabwean graduates who graduated today, we are with you and you have sisters right here. So go to our Facebook. Facebook page, we'll be sharing all the links that they talked about. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye here in Washington.
And I'm Busi Mhlanga, also here from Washington.
And I'm Tanya, here from New York.